May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today at Grace Church, we do a great thing. Not working. Now, can you hear me?
No.
Maybe my microphone's not.
Try that.
Now, can you hear me? All right. Technical difficulties. Okay. Today at Grace Church, we do a great thing. One of them is we figure out which microphone is working. Actually, we do a great thing every Sunday when we gather to worship and for prayer and our sacred meal. But today, we will also baptize a baby. That means we'll welcome a new Christian, in fact, the world's newest Christian, into our community. And that is pretty awesome. I think you would agree. As Jonathan mentioned in his sermon last week, becoming a Christian doesn't just happen on its own. It takes an intentional action. Just like it takes an intentional action for each of us to show up here regularly on Sunday mornings, it takes intentional action to bring a child for baptism and to be baptized as an adult as well. It takes planning and preparation. As the child's parents or an individual seeker meets with the priest to talk about what baptism is, its meaning to us as Christian people, and the vows we make to God and to one another in this fundamental rite of the church. In the service itself, parents and godparents make a series of promises on behalf of the baby, beginning with, "Will you be responsible for seeing that the child you present is brought up in the Christian faith and life?" This is serious business. And after a number of other promises, we all take part in the action by renewing our baptismal covenant. And I'm sure you remember all of the promises that you've made during your baptism, or that possibly were made for you, or that you've made during other baptisms, right? You remember them all and you can recite them. There won't be a test. But this morning, I would like to call out one in particular. When the celebrant says, "Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?" The people respond, "I will, with God's help." We vow to seek and serve Christ in this brand new Christian, just as we strive to do with our family, friends, and everyone else we encounter on this earthly journey. Speaking of seeking and serving, last Saturday, a week ago, about 20 members of various ministries here at Grace Church gathered for a full-day workshop to learn more about that, about seeking out new people and becoming an even more welcoming community than we already are. The day was structured around a principle that's 1,600 years old, originating with an Italian hermit named Benedict. He wrote a rule for the life of his monks in his monastery, which he intended as a guide for what one writer has called the practicalities of communal life, as well as the monks' spiritual lives. When it came to describing the practice of welcome or hospitality, which he considered to be a vital part of the spiritual life, Benedict wrote, "Let all guests who come be received as Christ. Let all guests who come be received as Christ. Do you or do any of us receive every person we encounter as Christ? I'm not sure I always do. But I wonder, how would it change us and them if we adopted that ancient Benedictine practice and greeted everyone the same way we would greet Christ if he walked through our front door? The front door of Grace Church or our own front doors? How would it make a difference? Well, Benedict's rule and our baptismal vows remind us that it isn't all about us. The Almighty One calls us daily to take action as part of God's plan for humankind. And one way we do that is to welcome all God's children as we would welcome Jesus himself. Whether it's here at Grace Church or out on the streets of Providence, whether the folks we meet are part of the Episcopal Church or some other church, or no church at all, welcoming is part of our core work as Christians. And by baptizing and welcoming this newest Christian into the body of Christ, we are enacting God's call to us as followers of Jesus. In our gospel reading today, we meet Bartimaeus, a blind beggar who is also part of God's plan. He calls out to Jesus, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And he is shouted down and told to keep still. But when he persists, Jesus says, "Call him here." In response to Jesus' question, the man asks to see again. And Jesus says simply, "Your faith has made you well." And then do you remember how the reading ends? Mark writes, "Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way." That man was called, as we are called. Bartimaeus got up and he went to Jesus. And he saw the way and he followed him. We often read this story as one of the miracle stories. But I believe it's also a story of call. A call to get up, to open our eyes and to see the way of Jesus and to follow it. And this, my friends, must be an intentional action. God invites us to do it every day, to accept our call as Christians, to get up, to see, and to act. So as we pray for young Major down here, and we welcome this newest Christian, let us remember to seek and to see Christ in his tiny face and in the faces of each other and everyone else that we run across. With the psalmist, may we proclaim, "The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad indeed." And then, let us act on it. Amen.